Welcome to Refugee Radio.
All right then, this is the Refugee Radio programme. Thanks for tuning in. You can hear rustle of paper in the background. It's just me getting one of the posters for our forthcoming evening of refugee poetry and music that we're going to be holding down here in Brighton. This is coming up Friday the 12th of April from 8 o'clock in the evening at the Red Roaster Coffee House down on St James Street, just by the old Steen. This is going to be a fantastic evening. We've got four poets: Al Sadiq Al Radi, a noted Sudanese poet. We've got Kate Adams, who we featured on this show previously. She's a volunteer with Kent Refugee Help. She writes poetry about people in detention that she works with. We've got Jade Amelie Jackson, just about to publish her first collection of poetry. And we've got Osama Ahmadini, who we featured on this programme a couple of times. We've also got music, Kurdish folk music from Zewa and Havel. I'm going to be playing you little sneaky peeks from all of these guys in this show, just to give you a taste of what's to come on the evening. But it's, as I say, it's Friday the 12th of April, 8 o'clock. You can get tickets online at our website, www.refugeeradio.org.uk. Or you can take your chances on the door. As regular listeners will know, Refugee Radio isn't just a radio program. We're also a local human rights charity. And this event is one of the kind of regular-ish events that we put on as a fundraiser to help us drum up some money to continue our charitable work. We're an independent charity. We don't get any support from the government or local authorities, so we really rely on your donations and your attendance at these kind of events to help us keep doing our work in the community. If you want to find out more about the kind of work we do, you can also check that on our website too. That's www.refugeeradio.org. UK. First up now then, this is a recording I made of one of our poets, Jade Amelie Jackson. I made this recording at the Poetry Society's cafe in Covent Garden towards the end of last year, and this is her reading some of her poetry. Has recently been published in another collection, as I understand she's got a new book coming out in the near future.
Now I'm going to introduce Jade Amelie Jackson. Jade was born in Northern Uganda. She studied journalism at Makerere University, and after graduating, she worked as a reporter, reporting on Uganda TV and radio, and local and national newspapers. When her father and twin sister were murdered, she left Uganda for UK in 2001. She has been working as a volunteer at the Refugee Council since 2005, which has given her a new family and dear friends. Please welcome with me, Jade.
I'm Jade, I'm only from Chapham Junction. As you said, the detention, I was also in detention at Hawkington. I thought it was a five-star hotel. That's what I thought, because in Uganda I was sleeping on the floor and they pour water, you have to sleep there. So it was my five-star hotel. I'm going to read this poem, Brave and Stoic, by me. Africa and other third world, wake up. Don't let talents die because of disability. They are great human beings who did not choose to be what they are. One may have an arm, leg, or any part of their body, half, or even not there at all, but they breathe. I have two legs, but one is dead, yet I still walk, though with a limp. I've sat glued watching on telly, great talented men and women, the Paralympians, run, swim, throw shot put, ride bikes, horses, jump, play basketballs, and all. Goal kept coming. My jaw dropped, and I thought that these great athletes are out of this world. Now when I'm out and about, I limp freely, something which I had been ashamed of for a long time, thinking I really don't belong. I'm a bit blind, a bit lame, out of this world. I don't belong, but now I belong. Watching these honorable athletes, showing how skilled they are, and that it does not matter whether you have all your limbs or some missing for no faults of yours. So if you can excuse me, I'm off to watch my heroes, leaving Africa behind with its ignorance for the talents it pretends not to see. Thank you. I like food. So this one is food revolution. Food has also got its other side. After I'd eaten a good meal, fried beef and cassava, goat curry and spinach on the side. After this heavy meal, I fell asleep on the sofa. What was to come scared the hell out of me. I came face to face with a cow, wielding a knife and an axe. It was heading towards me with menace in its eyes. I started walking backwards. The cow followed me lolloping. So I took to my heels, screaming for help, as if my life depended on it. But the cow was not alone, was not going to let me off the hook so easily. Because in front of me was a huge rooster flapping its wings as if to say, "It's your turn today. You slaughter me, my wife and chicks, and you and your family eat us and grow fat, I mean huge. Now it's your turn, and you can't hide from any of us. In front of you are some goats and their families. To your right, the sheep are waiting. To your left are the small animals, all ready to get some justice. You will not escape by flying, for the birds are waiting with their army." I buried my head in shame and wailed, "Please, don't kill me. Don't kill or eat me." They ignored me and shouted, "It's your turn today." They went on chanting, "It's your turn today." With all my strength, I shouted, "Don't kill me." I woke up with sweat all over my body. That's strange. I went to the kitchen, made a kappa, and the nightmare was forgotten. As I thought of supper, which I had to prepare, the ingredients, well, you guessed them right. Chicken stew in butter sauce, an aubergine with rice washed down with a glass of red wine. Let's hope this food will behave. No more animal protests. This one is moving a country. Well, it is not very nice to move a country because you move with nothing. Okay, move the evergreen trees, meandering rivers, lakes and seas, wild and domestic animals, birds of all sizes. Wrap all of them in bags, put in the suitcase of my brain. Leave those soldiers wrapped in old sacks and place them on the tip of my foot, then kick them out to the deep blue sea, where my head can't remember, but my heart can bleed with the dark memories fading slowly away. I ran out of the house without packing anything, even my sanity. but the huge dark memories planted in my heart and brain remain. I will treasure the good ones and lose the bad ones. Tears poured inside my heart at the fond memories of my youth and the good old days. I search in my head and heart, where have the good people gone? How can a country I called home become a butcher's den and my bed a foreigner's heaven? I walk through fire and find no water to cool my burning heart, only the distant memories. Thanks.
Oezali radio ya ba réfugiés, bozali ko ka Ivano na 97.2 FM.
And that was Jade Amelie Jackson, one of the poets that's going to be performing at the Refugee Radio Poetry Evening on the 12th of April down at the Red Roaster Coffee House in Brighton. I also promised you some music. There's going to be some traditional Kurdish folk music from Zewa and Havel. I'm going to give you a little taste of that now. This is a recording they did for us all back in 2010. I think it was Havel was part of the Refugee Radio Orchestra that some of you may have seen at some of our previous events. This is Havel and Zewa. Listening to Refugee Radio with me, Steve, and my special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself, lads?
I'm Haval Akram. I'm Kurdish from Syria, and I've been living in England for about six years.
And I'm Zewa Hami. I'm Kurdish, also from Syria, and I've been in this country 3 years.
Okay, now this program is the Desert Island Disc style show. As you know, this is the kind of refugee or asylum seeker version of Desert Island Discs. Instead of a celebrity being pretending they're cast away on some desert island and telling you what records or books they take with you, we talk to people who are actually cast away on this island, and for real, and they tell us about the songs they brought with them, or the, you know, the songs they carried with them in their heart. And in your case, you've actually physically brought the music with you, because you've got your instrument here. This is the bouzouki, or tambura.
Tambura, locally, yeah.
Can you describe this this instrument to people on the radio? Tell us a little bit about what it looks like and the history of it.
Yeah, internationally they call it bouzouki. It's very well known as bouzouki. But locally we call it tambura. Probably the ancient name is tambura. And it's wooden instrument. It's got six strings, pair of each. And it was used to play traditional melody folk songs, and now it's been modernized. We've got electric version of it, and you can put distortions on. But the basic is very simple. You've got metal or stainless steel strings, and the whole body is made out of wood.
Because it's kind of like a very long, thin guitar, is one way of describing it, but it's got a different number of strings.
Yeah.
And you can also kind of drum on it a little bit.
Yeah, you can. With your finger, you can beat on the front as you're playing, so you can guide yourself with the basic rhythm while you play a song. And it's got like 24 frets, so you go up and down more often than a guitar. A guitar, you change strings, but this one you stick with one string and then you play more with the frets.
Okay, and you've got a song you want to sing for us today, to kick the show off, yeah?
Yeah, we've got two songs. Both sort of, one is happy and the other one is like, it's still fast rhythm, but it's not very. The meaning is not very happy.
which one are you going to give us first? The good news or the bad news? The happy song or the sad song?
Yeah. We'll leave the happy song in the end.
Okay, so this is the sad song.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. It's okay. About,
What's it called?
Rayan Dimashin.
Rayan Dimashin, it means we are on the way, we are walking, we never give up, like we still keep walking. Yeah.
And what's it about?
It's about the Kurdish struggle against the colonization. It's the struggle to approve their identity. We are still here. We're gonna prove ourselves one day. We're not gonna give up. And
that's for some of the listeners who might know, Kurdistan is a country that doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. Yeah.
It straddles four countries. There's bits of it in Syria, yeah. Iran, Iraq, and Turkey. Exactly. But none of those countries actually recognize that it exists.
No. That's why most songs is about the very existence of the Kurds ethnicity, and we've got everyone has got the big dream in their head. One day we're gonna have a country and called Kurdistan, and then. Yeah, we'll be a country.
Okay, so let's have a listen to the song.
Okay.
And that was a live recording from Zewar and Havel that we made in the studio a couple of years ago now, I think it was. So you're listening to the Refugee Radio Show, and this program is giving you a bit of a preview of some of the poets and artists that are going to be performing at our forthcoming poetry evening on Friday the 12th of April down at the Red Roaster Coffee House in Brighton. If you want to get yourselves a ticket in advance, you can do so, or you can take your chances on the door, see what's left. They're selling fast, so get in there. It's www.refugeeradio.org.uk. Tickets are just £5, or they're free to members. You can get some information about membership on our website or on the evening itself, and members get free entry to all of our events. Next up, I'm going to play you a recording from a Refugee Week event a couple of years back. This is Osama Ahmadini. He's a local Sudanese poet, and he's going to be performing at the Refugee Poetry event. This is a poem first in the original Arabic, and then you're going to hear the poem in translation in English. I think it's worth mentioning here the idea of translation, because we're going to be on the evening of the poetry evening, we're going to have Al-Sadiq Al-Radi performing in Arabic and his work in English as well. And I think a lot of people may have heard this phrase by the American poet Robert Frost, that poetry is that which is lost in translation. But there's a modern French poet, Yves Bonnefoy. I recently read a quote by him saying that poetry is the very thing we cannot grasp or hold, so it's the very thing that we can translate, because unlike the fixed nature of the poem itself, the poetry is unfixed. Bonnefoy says, "You must realise that the poem, unlike poetry, is nothing, and that translation is possible," which is not to say that it's easy, it's merely poetry re-begun. I think what he's trying to say is that instead of poetry being the thing that's lost in translation, the actual creative or poetic act can be done in translation. And hopefully, for those of you who speak Arabic and English, unlike myself, I only speak English, I must confess, but those of you who speak Arabic and English, I can listen to this following recording and tell me if you think these guys have been successful in achieving that.
Osama Ibrahim, thank you.
I'm from Sudan, and originally from Sudan, and you know, there was a war between the south and the north of Sudan, and in that war, one of my friends died, and I wrote a poem about him and about our friendship. I'm going to read it in Arabic, and then Philippa is going to read it in English.
Shall I let you have a bit
yeah,
of height?
It's all right. Yeah.
You bet all of them. Yeah. I don't mind.
It's all right. Thanks a lot. The title of this poem is Northern Requiem for a Southern Lad. I'm going to read it in Arabic first. If you feel the emotions in it, you're going to understand for the people who speak English after Philippa reads it. بكائية شمالية لفتى جنوبي كم تناسينا عقدة اللون العقيم وهوينا وعشقنا وارتحلنا ننشد الأمجاد للوطن السقيم وطرحنا الفكرة جنبا لا نبالي بالكؤوس ولا نسامر غير خارطة الوطن المغلف بالشتات كم قرأنا آي ذكر أو سفر إنجيل نقرب بين أديان الإله كم طربنا لأغان وتخيرنا أماني عذاب كم تشاجرنا وعدنا أصدقاء كم سخرنا من بلاهة الأفكار حين تهزمها صنوف الرغبات كم وكم 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 كم تمنينا دوام الاندهاش من ذلك الفتى الأبنوسي لونا وعجي الصفات لكننا رهن الأجل فأتاك واختطف الحياة وتركتنا غرباء منتصف الطريق نحن الضحية والجنات سلوان صورتك السنية صوتك وتركتنا عبثا نفتش عن ثبات وتسأل عنك قاعات الدراسة إسكندرية والشط يصرخ بانتباه هل لوج مات هل يحتمي الشط الحزين أو أحتمي بالذكريات يا جوهرا شغل الثقافة والثقات وكالنسيم سحرتنا وسحرتهم وهزمتنا وهزمتهم حتى رحيلك كان أقساها هزيمة. خلفتنا ندعو وتركتنا ندعو نتمتم بالصلاة، لكن والدك الوطن لن ينسى ماضيك النضال ولم يمح ذكراك الممات، لكن والدك الوطن لن ينسى ماضيك النضال ولن يمح ذكراك الممات. Thank you.
Northern Requiem for a Southern Lad by Baz. The light and dark of our faces didn't matter. Our fatherland mattered. Our country, dying, gave up two travellers, its stories, its glories. There was no celebration as the fragmented map scattered itself into our souls. No schism. How many times on that higher plane, Quran and Gospel, mixed like water in two streams? How many times the songs we loved pointed to a bright horizon? How many times we fought, then found in peace sweetness? How many times our shallow imaginings, our thin boastings, were overcome by the flood of truth and deeper desire? On and on and on, the gifts of friendship were to last. Gifts from the ebony lad with the heart of ivory. But fate dictates. It snatched you from the path, kidnapped you, took you sleeping to a longer sleep, leaving us unfriended, alone on our journey, both victim and criminal. We pore over your photograph and remember the music of your voice. Blinded, we search for strength. Alexandria's academy shouts, the very sea howls, did Logo die? Can I heap with ashes a coastline, city? Myself, I would heap with memories. Oh, Logo, you are a jewel among stones. You are a sweet breeze in the heat. You entranced us, conquered us all. Are you now conquered in death? You leave us to mourn. Your fatherland, your land, will not forget your touch. Your light will burn on.
Right, so that was the English and Arabic versions of Northern Requiem for a Southern Lad by Sama Ahmadini, who's going to be performing at the upcoming Refugee Poetry Evening. So earlier on we had some music from Zewa and Havel, who are going to be performing live at our poetry event. I'd like to have a brief musical interlude now then. This is another recording of Havel. This is a recording made by Phil Minns of Best Foot Music. They've got a great website of he's a kind of Alan Lomax style figure going around making these folk recordings of different bands from around the world. Their website is www.bestfootmusic.net, and I've just recorded this for your delectation off of Phil's website. I hope he doesn't mind. This is a performance Havel made of a song called Daye, which I believe translates as mum, and I think it's one of these Kurdish lamentations for the past and for the lost country, these kind of nostalgic exile songs that the Kurds do so well. This is Havel. Thank you. also another blast of Kurdish music on the tambura, courtesy of Havel Akram, local Kurdish folk legend. He's going to be performing at our poetry evening, as are all of the artists and poets that we've featured so far tonight. We've got the last clip coming up now from Kate Adams reading from one of the launch events for her recent collection, The Cheering Rain, at the Cowley Club towards the end of last year. The Cheering Rain is a collection of poems that Kate has written, inspired by her work volunteering with refugees and asylum seekers and other migrants who have been detained and locked up in these kind of prison / detention centres, they call them, in Dover. And this is just a quick clip, but I have the whole programme about The Cheering Rain and the interview with Kate on our website, still available as a podcast. You can go and stream it online, or you can download it to your computer or your mobile phone or your MP3 player or whatever. That and hundreds of other podcasts are still available. It's www.refugeeradio.org.uk if you want to check out some of them. It's also the place to get more information about the poetry evening that we're going to be holding. So this is a fundraiser for the Refugee Radio charity, featuring the poets Al Sadiq Al Reddy, Kate Adams, Jade Amelie Jackson and Osama Ahmadini, most of whom you've heard from tonight. Also with music, live performance by Havel, accompanied by Zewa. I'm personally really looking forward to the evening. It's going to be on Friday the 12th of April from 8 o'clock at the Red Roaster Coffee House on St James Street, Brighton. Full details, as I said, on the website. So then, this is our last preview for the event. This is Kate Adams reading from The Cheering Rain.
The moment of crossing. You had one bag which contained your world. We went through the gates. You told me how you'd torn up your documents, thrown them to the wind. They blew about the trousers of the guards. In the taxi, we saw the dark extending and all the lights of Dover. You could not believe your freedom. 3 long years without touching a girl, without beer. In the train, we passed through tunnels, stopped at a station where hundreds of students waited, young as you had been before. Then the sea at the edge of my town, black, full of mud and questions. So that was really about someone on the threshold, and people are so euphoric when they get out. He'd been in 20 months. But then when he got out and went to stay with a friend in Oxford, they had a dispute between them because he had no money, he had no resources. He was drinking a little bit because he hadn't had a chance to do that in detention. And things were very difficult for him. Finally, he's had 3 years leave to remain as a stateless person. I managed to help him get a council flat. He's now met a girl. And I hope he gets an extension and gets another 3 years, you know. But it was a real struggle, and sometimes he would say, I just feel like jumping off the bridge, even if he was released. Because it's another kind of detention, really. He was moved from sort of more or less being homeless in Oxford to something that's called NAS accommodation, Home Office accommodation for people who are refused asylum seekers. People have to often share a room and exist on vouchers of £35 a week and have to report. And it's a very difficult life with very little hope. But we did get there. So the next poem is Reporting Centre. Because people have to do this terrible reporting to immigration reporting centres, they're quite often tagged like criminals electronically. You might go down there if you're someone's bail surety with them or a friend, and they go in, and you don't know if they're going to come out again. And it's so sad when you see the lines of people, you know, waiting outside and worrying. But this particular guy that stopped speaking because he became mute, I actually managed to wangle my way into going in with him. Usually you're not allowed to do that, but I managed to sort of negotiate that because of his mental illness and because of all the issues that had happened. So I used to go down to Housley and go in with him. And on one particular day, they kept us there all day. There were lots of people there, and I thought they were going to take him again. And he was saying, he was gearing himself up and saying, "I'm getting ready for a fight. You know, I'm gonna make their life hell if they take me." And I was feeling sick. And in the end, all they did was change his paperwork, but they just did it to torture me. So this is about that day, reporting centre. I remember the white and black of that day. White posters, black print, the red doors, screens coming down, shutting off faces of workers, and us waiting. A man at the cubicle shouting, a man crying, white handkerchief fluttering. Men slumped, heads bowed, you with sweat on your brow. I remember the official in khaki with papers, leading us through the red door to a room without windows. A room without windows. Screens coming down.
And that was Kate Adams reading from her poem Reporting Centre, which is one of the poems in her excellent collection entitled The Cheering Rain. You can get this on Amazon if you're so inclined to shop there. I believe they may or may not be paying tax, I don't know. But it's entitled The Cheering Rain by Kate Adams. You can also pick it up from the publishers. They're called The Conversation Paper Press, if you want to have a look for them online. Hopefully Kate will bring some copies down with her on the day when we have our event for you to purchase. Well, that's the end of the preview for the poetry evening. If you want more information, you can get yourself over to our website, www.refugeeradio.org.uk, for tickets and details and directions and all that stuff. There's going to be, for those of you listening to the normal radio broadcast of this show, there's going to be some extra bonus music after you hear the outro theme song for Refugee Radio. For those of you listening online or watching this on YouTube or whatever, unfortunately you're not going to be able to enjoy the bonus music, but it would have been great, and the only chance you have of catching it is traveling back in time to when this is going out live on FM. Thanks for listening. Good night.